I didn't notice the man in the library. I was busy choosing DVDs. This one's probably bad, I giggled to my husband, Will, pointing out a comedy. Will wasn't listening. He was staring at something. A man was sitting at a table muttering. Three officers surrounded him. Librarians had called police because the man was screaming, scaring patrons. I hadn't noticed. Perhaps we'd come during a lull. A woman who identified herself as a mental health advocate told the police they couldn't take the man into custody since he wasn't hurting anyone. One officer told the man he'd upset people. The man shuffled some papers. He was minding his own business, he said. A second officer approached from behind. The man flinched. In a flash, both officers grabbed him, slammed his head on the table, and pinned his arms. One officer said loudly that he'd seen the man going for a pencil. I noticed one of those stubby blunt pencils that all libraries stock. Now agitated, the man started yelling. The police hauled him outside. A third officer interviewed the librarian. The man comes in frequently, she said. He yells and steals books. Will and I walked outside. The man was lying in the back of the patrol car, hands cuffed, shirt off, screaming. For a moment, I saw things from several perspectives. The librarians, who didn't know how to stop the man from scaring patrons. The advocate, who knew he still had civil rights. The police, who came to help and ended up treating a deeply sick person like a criminal. It was hard to know what the man himself was thinking, but his screams offered a general sense. Who's at fault? Probably no one in that library. Fault lies in a society where we fear mental illness because we don't understand it. Fault lies in a state where we cut necessary services because they cost too much. And fault lies in our tradition of enlisting police officers to clean up the mess so the rest of us don't have to hear the screams. With a perspective, I'm Jocelyn Wiener.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.